What are we waiting for?
Just wait.
I swear.
What's up, everybody? It's another podcast. Episode 2.
Welcome. But we come here in tragic times. Hans, we have a problem.
What?
Not a single person has donated to the podcast.
So you were expecting me to say it like that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was expecting you to say it like the good way. But...
Cool. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man.
So,
because we need money because, you know, we want to keep the podcast going. Yeah. We want to make as many podcasts as possible, as often as possible. But we're not going to be able to do that without your vital donations.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Hans?
40 cents. Yeah.
40 cents. Well, not, I guess, 40 cents. Yeah.
I can buy a nickel. All right. But, anyhow. So, we did lose Tyner. Tyner was going to be a special guest tonight.
Tyner stepped out in the hallway for a moment. And he forgot how to get back in.
All right, so we lost him.
Those of you who have been following the podcast will remember Tyner's the one we called an idiot in episode 1.
Yeah, we called a bunch of people.
But we will have Jake, hopefully. And Jake's a party.
Jake, no, he's not.
Yeah.
He's, no offense at anyone who's listening that's a homosexual. Actually, many offense, because I think you're gross.
Jake, I don't mean
homosexual. I know you don't, because you're a liberal. That's what they do.
It's okay. It's what we do. It's my job. It's my job to not give offense. But we're not going to get into that, because then this podcast is going to be 3 hours, and I'm going to have to cut it into, like, a bazillion podcasts. Thank you for all the positive feedback that I'm sure is going to come from the first podcast. And we haven't gotten any yet, except from Jake. But he's an idiot and a troglodyte.
It's a troglodyte. Said it weird.
I'm sorry, it's just how I say it.
All right, well...
There's nothing wrong with it. Hey, do you have a timer going for how long this has been?
Timer?
Should I start a timer?
I guess so. Sorry.
Because I want to make you kind of eat.
This is just in development stage, so, I mean, it's the second podcast. You can't have it. You know.
Well, I mean, we can blame it. Let's blame it on, Tyner.
It's not Tyner's fault. It's a fact. It's only your second podcast, and the first one was a joke. So...
The first one wasn't even a joke. I was serious from the start.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
But now that we're in the process of making a bunch of podcasts.
Incident at mini golf course. Okay, keep going.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, are you lining stuff up for the news segment? I don't think we should have a news segment every day because then I bet a lot of these people are like Guatemalan people who don't even speak English. They just like the noise.
What, the people on this website?
No, not the people on the web. Yeah, the people on the website. The people on Podomatic. Yeah. Sponsor, Podomatic.com.
Well, I mean, we don't... All right, before we even, like, signed up, or before you even signed up for this website, we probably should have looked at who made it and who's managing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
We didn't do that.
Yeah. So. Well, there was a guy on the internet who told me to use it because it had the most space for free that we can buy. See, without your guys' donations, we're only going to make 20 podcasts. It's not Japanese. It's like American made. Oh, it's going to fall apart.
You sure? It's cool.
I'm trying to make our mic quality as good as possible. I'm trying to speak as clearly as possible. I'm trying to make sure my mic is close to my face. These are things that I don't usually do. I'm doing it for you. Not you, Hans.
Oh. Alright, yeah. I noticed in the last podcast that when I say anything with an S, as
yeah.
Kind of...
That's why we need better mics. That's something else. I mean, that... You guys should donate, like,
yeah,
can somebody donate, like, $200 so we can each get a nice mic?
Come to the address in the last podcast.
I bleeped out the address.
Well, they don't know that. That way they'd have to go and listen to the last podcast and we get more viewers. You're just talking.
I didn't.
Idiot.
Hans' social security numbers in the last podcast. Didn't bleep that out. Have fun.
All right. So.
He forgot to turn the timer on.
Oh, well, then turn that on. I mean, it's only been like 5 minutes or so.
Well,
it would be great if this program had a timer on it, like, actually on there. But hell, it doesn't. Well,
no,
or maybe it does. Well, I know that the recording file size right now is about 1,200 kilobytes, and it's raising probably about...
There's no stopwatch on my cell phone.
8 kilobytes per second.
I'm going to have to go to stopwatch.com.
So okay. What's 1,264 divided by 8?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to you. I've been talking to myself. You've been talking to yourself. It's just a clutter of noise, and people don't like that.
I'm going to call Jake.
Oh, yeah. We'll call Jake. Here, let me get the stopwatch going. Oh, God. Stopwatch. Because we want to keep these, you know, about 30 minutes. That way we can...
Yeah. In case you're wondering, 1,264 divided by 8 is 158. So we've been... I don't think that's right. Right,
well, I'm gonna stop the. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna have to put an end to it about 25 minutes on the stopwatch, because we've been recording for about 5 minutes.
I don't think that's. We've been recording for 5 minutes. I think.
Okay, I'll do it like 30 minutes anyway. It'll be close to a 40-minute podcast. But whatever.
Oh well, it'll just be close to a 32-minute podcast.
It's probably been 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just feels like a lot because now we're focused on entertaining you, which isn't gonna work. Because I mean, I'm the most boring person I know. But,
well, that's why you have to use your you don't have anything. I'm the one who's supporting this whole podcast.
I'm researching news. I came up with the hamster story. I came up with all the stuff.
Oh my god. Why weren't we recording earlier? It was great earlier.
Because Tyner was here and we didn't want him in the podcast.
Yeah, Tyner's sort of a downer. He ruins everything that we try to do.
Yeah, his name is Tyner.
Trying to be successful and more famous than we already are. You know, we've already accrued 1 million followers on Twitter. Follow
Stop
us on Twitter.
Lying.
Twitter.com/FL.
Stop. Talking.
APT.
Stop.
By the time the podcast comes out, guess what I'm going to have for this for our thing? A Twitter. A
billion Twitter viewers?
No, not a... I was trying to surprise you.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to surprise you. I was talking to you, not them. Shut the fuck up.
You were trying to surprise.
I'm trying. We have to curse. That way we're not lying about the podcast being explicit. Get it all out now.
Well,
say
it's
cunt.
Going to be explicit.
Say cunt.
About it.
Say it.
Oh, wait, what?
Say cunt. There we
cunt?
Go. There we go.
Cunt.
Ah, it feels good not to lie.
Conte lanto.
I plan on having 1 million Twitter followers at one point.
Conte lanto, conte. Wait, what? Don't listen to me. Okay. So, overall, we're doing pretty good with our second episode, and we have, what was it, like 15 people who've actually, like, listened to this?
Yeah.
And
I think... there was echo.
What?
I heard an echo.
Alright, shut up. Oh, God. Oh, God.
What?
Is that who I think it is?
Are you not recording?
Oh, no, I'm still recording. I just...
Have you not been recording the whole thing?
Jesus, that's Tyner. No, I've been recording. I'm recording.
Is Tyner in the thing?
Tyner just Tyner's kept calling me.
Tyner didn't... I don't care. Tell Tyner to piss off. We have Jake. Jake's more of a party than Tyner. All of our friends suck. Okay, here we go, guys. Everybody be quiet. Especially you, Todd. Listen to the podcast.
Wait, me?
Here we go.
I don't want to be quiet. Fuck you. Are you calling Jake?
Yeah.
There we go. Special viewer number one. He can't
How does it sound? Does it sound good?
Sounds great. Okay. He can't hear it, remember, so I can say anything I want about that big man.
Yeah, I'll transfer it to you.
Where?
I'll transfer it to you. He better answer.
Don't transfer anything I say to him. Just ruins the magic.
He'll have to listen to the podcast if he wants to. God damn it.
Oh.
Leave him a voicemail.
At the tone,
Dude.
Please record your message.
Oh shit, I just realized it gave out his phone number. I'm not bleeping it. Jake, you missed out on your opportunity to be famous on, for lack of a better title,
Frank
Greatest Cole's Podcast.
Fake advertisements, do whatever you can to his number.
If you are satisfied with your message, oh wow, that was a really short voicemail. Okay. Well, there's that voicemail. Sorry, guys. I know we promised you Jake. Maybe we'll call Jake later, record it, and I'll put it in the...
We have to replace him with Tyner, because...
I don't want Tyner. I don't want Tyner. Tyner's just going to ruin it.
I don't want him either, but it's just going to... Damn it.
Who else can we get? We can get Landon.
Landon's not on. He's
Brandon.
Is he pole fishing, Tyler Gervin?
What? Pole fishing?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
That's what he said. It's some crazy Indian ritual involving throwing sticks at fish.
Bad people. Anyway. Oh, man. Maybe we could get this guy who has, like, a YouTube channel, The Aviator. Oh, man. I have him on Skype. Let's call him. Maybe I can add him to conference and see what happens.
Ooh.
Be like, hey, you're on the podcast. It's this guy. He runs. He has a YouTube channel. It's pretty awesome.
Send me a link.
He has some Call of Duty, stuff, but most of it is like awesome skydiving stuff. It's pretty cool. I'll send you a link. He deserves way more views than he gets because he's a really nice guy. I've talked to him a few times.
So what you're telling me is that you're gonna send me a link.
Yeah.
Do it.
Tour. I'll send you a link.
Send me a link. I need to inform the viewers about my professional opinion.
Your professional opinion.
Yeah, whatever you say, it doesn't matter. I think we've already said anyone who's...
My opinion does matter. You can piss off.
It doesn't. Didn't I put that in the podcast description that Jandon's opinion doesn't matter?
No, because...
I'm pretty sure it did.
Jandon's opinion does matter.
It doesn't.
That's the thing that...
For lack of a better... Wait.
No, don't put that, because I'm just going to take it out. You're wasting your time.
I do know that. Maybe I can sneak it in.
You can't
sneak it in. The password.
You're telling me that it happens. You're not going to change the password. Because you don't know the password is the email.
I do.
No, you don't. What's the Oh, shit. Shouldn't say it out loud. God, so many things I'm going to have to bleep. And the thing, it's not even a proper bleep. It's just me going boop like that.
And really, you need to.
It's too loud.
I don't know if you need to edit this audio program, or not program, audio file from the last podcast, but that boop is way too fucking loud. That scared the shit out of me when I first. It did. It's just you going boop in the middle of it. It's really fucking loud. This scares
me. Yeah. Here, let me see if this is the right one. Yeah, this is awesome. This is like, it's just, oh man, I love this video. The music is awesome too. Just make sure that you have headphones on. It's not going to echo into the podcast.
Oh, at a resort, 11-year-old girl electrocuted at mini golf course.
Oh, that's not funny. That is not funny. We're not laughing.
Idiot.
How old is she?
11. 11.
Oh,
she's
11.
Plenty,
okay.
Yeah, she's plenty old enough to take care of herself, not touch electrical boxes.
I think that she's not responsible yet because her age is still on the clock. If your age is still on the clock, then you're not responsible for yourself. I think that's how it works.
Oh, technical difficulties. Aviator, what is this?
This is one of his videos. This is like a good example of one of his videos.
So in the Swiss Alps, this guy must be fucking loaded.
No, this isn't him doing it. He does some other stuff. This isn't him in this one.
What?
He's not loaded because he doesn't have hardly any subscribers. And he puts out cool videos like this all the time. YouTube.com/.
So what? He just finds videos of people doing this shit and puts on his.
No, that's his. That's one of his buddies.
Ah, so he's not actually doing it. So he's not actually cool. It's his buddy that deserves all the YouTube views.
No, because he has other videos of him, actually. Anything that's like, he's a pilot. Like, he does cool airplane stunts. And that's just one of my favorite videos of his. That's why I chose that one. I'll put a link to this channel in the...
They should make a video game out of this. It looks like it should be a video game.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to try to add him to the... Let's call him. He's not going to know who I am. I'm going to call this guy.
Just don't. I don't want to listen to him. He's just taking his pride from the sky. He's going speed flying, I guess. It's not even speed flying. Speed flying is getting in a fucking F-150. And I know an F-150 is a truck. Anyhow, getting in a very fast jet. And, and flying with all the fucking G's for him.
A nice Ford F-150 with a jet engine duct tape to the side.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm going to add him to the conference anyway.
That's
it shouldn't make any noise. The second Skype starts making noise with it, I'll just fucking end it. I don't know if he'll appreciate being put in a podcast or not. Let's do it.
Okay. I mean, it's advertising.
It's showing that he's calling him. He probably gets this a lot because he has a lot of subscribers. He has like 30,000 subscribers, which isn't a lot, I know. It's definitely more than we have for this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, thanks. But... You have to put subliminal messaging in this.
The Aviator. Is he talking about, like, the aviator sunglasses? What's going on here?
I don't know. Oh, it's the aviator, as in aviation, as in airplanes, because he's a pilot.
I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
Just...
This is the idiotic sputtering part of the podcast, because Hans doesn't I almost called you Tyner, because of the idiot part. He's not going to answer. He's probably asleep. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God. If that's, like, really loud and, like, he has his computer open.
Adventures with Aviator, uploaded videos, Call of Community. So, anyhow, you distracted me with this shit. I'm going to go back to the 11-year-old girl who got electrocuted.
Oh, my God. Sing the news jingle.
Yeah? What?
Sing the news jingle.
No, we don't have a news jingle.
We do have a news jingle. It's like, hey, it's news. Fuck yourself.
Oh, all right. Hey, it's the news. Fuck you, Janet.
I'll put some music in the background of that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm not going to do that. I'm probably not going to do that.
An 11-year-old girl vacationing with her family was electrocuted and died Wednesday at a miniature golf course in Florida as she tried to retrieve her ball from a small pond, according to a statement from a resort.
Oh, God. Did you hear that thing where I accidentally hit my mic? I hope you didn't.
Read further into
I'm going to have to bleep that out, too. I don't want anybody with the same bleep. Or the same boob.
It's gonna get really annoying real fast.
So I know.
Just leave it in all its natural being, man.
It's gonna stay in the first podcast, I guess. I thought it was pretty good. I guess it's way too loud. Maybe it's because the mic was in my mouth when I did it or something. I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Was it? Because you really do have that problem. Whenever we're playing like Halo or anything.
Well, yeah, that's Xbox. It's different. Because I'm usually talking to you on Skype, right? But then when we get on Xbox. I'm like, oh, shit, I better put it close to my mouth because nobody will be able to hear me. You know what I mean?
The computer picks up your mic at a lower volume than the Xbox does.
Well, I'm not usually thinking about that. I'm just thinking about the last thing that happened. I'm like, I don't even fucking know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just completely changed the subject, and now the conversation doesn't make any sense.
Little girl died, lol. Oh, my God.
Don't ever say that again.
Don't.
The lol part, I don't give a shit about the little girl dying. Okay, you just entertain the viewers.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to read into this. I'm reading into it. It's like I guess like a few paragraphs full.
I don't think this podcast is nearly as good as the last one.
I mean, it's great. It's great.
I think that we're not living up to, we're not, you know, the listeners, you know, they expect something much more than what we're providing. Because last time we talked about all kinds of cool shit last time.
Well, if you would fucking let me read this shit, then we could talk about the 11-year-old, oh, blah, 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 can't talk today, the 11-year-old girl that got electrocuted, but no, we can't do that.
Okay, this is what I'm supposed to talk about. Sure. I remember something I'm supposed to talk about. The music you're hearing for the intros and outros of these podcasts thus far is by a band called Ratatat. They're a very talented indie band. I'll put a link.
Now you just sound like one of those liberal queers from the Today Show or something like that.
Well, I'm trying to avoid having to pay a royalty if there is, because I'm going to be like, hey, look what I said about you. Because I don't know if there's fucking royalties on that music.
I don't think there is. I guess, though, yeah.
We have to start every podcast with copyright.
Well...
Like, we don't own that music. That's what I'm trying to get across. That's Ratatat's music.
Yeah, right. So all we have to do is pay homage to them. Also, every time I'll say...
This is why your donations are important, so we can have cool...
Alright, so what song are we going to use for them? I think we're going to use Eight.
Eight?
Eight.
What?
Eight, yeah.
Is that a song by them?
Yeah. Eight.
I thought we were going to use Gettysburg for this one.
Ah, no, Eight. It was an Eight.
I thought we were going to use Minecraft music, maybe. Maybe we should do that. I thought you wanted to do Minecraft.
I do, but for the moment.
Oh,
I don't know if you can hear this.
No. I'm going to cut that out. I'm cutting that out of the podcast.
It's fine. I turned it off.
Not fine. It's too late. This whole thing is we have to start over.
It's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
Eight's a good song. We're using Eight. All right.
Okay.
So, anyhow, Pay Homage to Eight by Ratatat. Ratatat is an awesome... I can't say instrumental because there's no instruments in it. It's more keyboards, electrical shit. But there's no instruments in it. It's all on computers.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're just banging trash cans or anything. But anyway, you got me off a groove. So, it's a band, quote-unquote band, that there's no lyrics or anything to it. So it's awesome, just like, you're sitting down, doing work or whatever, and just listen to this music. It'll just...
Great jam tune.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
It sounds really...
I'm trying to agree. I like the music.
It's something you can jam to?
Yeah.
What are we in the 1980s?
I talk like a guy from the 1980s. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we established that. Anyhow.
We've never established... I don't think we've ever talked about this before.
I think we
have. This is a conversation that I've never had with you.
I think this is a conversation that we don't need to have in this podcast. Because it's about your midlife crisis. Pre-midlife crisis.
I know.
Pre-midlife crisis. But...
You had a pre-midlife crisis once, I remember.
Where and when?
I remember the pre-midlife crisis once.
When?
It was a long time ago.
I
don't know. I'm just trying to make it seem... I'm not having a midlife crisis. It doesn't even make sense. I'm not even midway through my life. Or am I?
Shut the fuck up. So...
What if I died?
Why would that be a midlife crisis, just talking like some dude from the 80s? It would just be...
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't even mean to talk like a guy from the 80s. Why do I do that?
I don't know. See, sometimes you're going on and you talk like some sophisticated guy that's actually smart.
Because I use big words?
Yeah, a lot. You use big words a lot. And a lot of times you just use those big words and get ahead of yourself, and then they just stop making sense. Made way through it sounds.
Like what? When I used, what was the fucking word that you thought I was using wrong? Fuck me. I can't even remember. Stifle. That's not even a big word, but you said I was using stifle wrong.
Alright, I'll leave it up to our viewers. Again, they're viewers, not listeners.
They're not fucking viewers.
Yeah, they are. They're viewing the podcast.
They're not viewing the podcast. They're listening to the podcast.
Viewing the podcast.
Okay, we'll take a vote on this, too. We'll leave it to our listeners. Are you viewers or listeners?
With your if you're... in ways, man.
What did you call me? What?
I called you a brainwave. Okay.
I have to listen to those again.
Yeah, we are. So, what was I talking about? Oh, we're talking about stifle. Okay.
Stifling. Yeah.
What'd you say? You were like...
I said I stifle laughter. To stifle laughter. That works. I said I
that
was...
That does not.
A noise... Stifle. I said I was making a noise that was entailing stifling laughter.
She was doing some mockery shit, like...
No, like, I was making a noise that was stifling laughter. What's that? That wasn't it. That was not it at all. You're trying to make me seem like I'm an idiot. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to sabotage my reputation.
You are an idiot.
I am the smarter one among us.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead. How are you stifling laughter? I was doing
that. I was making a noise as if I was stifling laughter. You know, I was going like that, like people do sometimes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So really, you didn't even know what I was doing the whole fucking time because you weren't paying attention.
Well, still, it doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't be stifling it. It'd be like...
Yeah, that is. That's holding back laughter. That's preventing the laughter from happening. Therefore, it's stifling it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Han.
You can, you can get into, like, dictionary or, like
I'll go to the fucking dictionary.
All right, go to the dictionary and then look it up. And it's probably going to say, like, what you said because you're a genius when it comes to words. I'll give you that. You can put that in your diary.
I'm going to put that in my diary.
Yeah.
where's my pen? Oh, shit.
So, anyhow, but in modern times, if somebody says you're going to stifle something, it's like from a bad guy, good guy movie. Like, I'm going to, like, the good guy, Superman, like it always is going to stifle Dr. Evil's plot. I know that Dr. Evil isn't in any of the Superman movies, but that doesn't matter. Because Dr. Evil's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that because that's not a proper sense to use it in.
You're going to stifle a plot? Yeah.
I don't think that doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, it does. That's how...
I don't know how to spell stifle, I'll be
honest.
That's
the only time I've ever heard that word used, other than the time that you used
it. Stifle.
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 Stifle a plot.
Stifle a plot.
Stifling something. You're stifling.
S-T-I-F-E-L. Okay. I thought it was L-E.
Oh, you're still trying to look up the dictionary term?
I never claimed to be good at spelling. I just know what words mean.
Yeah, okay.
It's a useful skill. They call me Webster.
Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Well, keep them entertained with your dictionary references. And you know, look at this. Austin Jojo. All right, I'll just read it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could do it. Like, because the sentence they have is to stifle a revolt. So I guess you're right.
There you go, douchebag. Okay. Ashton Jojo.
I'm going to put that in my diary, too.
This is the 11-year-old girl's name. Ashton Jojo.
Oh, wow. Man. She was probably committing suicide.
Yeah, she's black.
In the first place because of her stupid fucking name. Oh, that's not a good name. Oh,
Ashton Jojo.
Ashton Jojo. She sounds like a monkey in a zoo. Let me name a monkey. I'm sorry.
Joe AJ, we'll call her AJ so we don't say that ridiculous name every time, was trying to find her lost golf ball when she fell into a 2 feet deep pond around 2 p.m. at the mini golf course in Kissimmee, Florida. That's not even their abbreviation of Florida, but hell, go with it.
Where are you getting this information? Where?
From MSN.
Okay.
Stop ruining the story, you asshole.
I'm just trying to
say that they heard the girl scream out in distress. Deputy said another report guessed Christopher Burgess trying to pull her out of the water, but she was injured in the process. Jojo was taken to Celebration Hospital, where she later died. That doesn't make any sense so far. Was it?
She got electrocuted, and she died.
How do you get electrocuted in a pond?
Obviously, have you ever been to a mini golf course? They have all kinds of fucking wires. I know, they have all kinds of fucking wires running everywhere. Like, and they have them running under the ponds. I've seen them in the ponds before. And obviously these wires have been in there for a long time, so they're worn down. And the wires are exposed, and there's electricity current, and the water is treated with salt. It's probably a saltwater pond to keep bacteria out, to keep it clean, and electricity flows through salt water.
Anyway, besides all that, the asshole Christopher Burgess, trying to pull her out of the water, was injured in the process. So Christopher Burgess, I don't know what the fuck is doing.
That is such fucking a job.
Yeah, that he's such a fucking klutz that he was trying to pull a fucking 11-year-old girl out of a 2-foot pond water, injured himself. How did he do that? What, did he slip? Fall on his face?
Maybe he got electrocuted as well. Maybe he stubbed his fucking toe on her corpse.
She's not dead yet. They said they brought her to Celebration Hospital.
On her pre-corpse, otherwise known as her body.
No. This is made up. There's no way this is real.
I don't think, it's probably not real. I'm going to go to Yahoo.
Ashton
Yahoo's more reliable.
That's one thing. Christopher Burgess, which I'm pretty sure is a famous person. I don't know. I'm not good at the names.
Oh, my God. Snooki takes a tumble. Oh, my God. This is the real story.
Kissimmee, Florida, with the wrong abbreviation.
I think Snooki's baby died inside of her.
I hope so. We don't need another one of those.
Oh, my God. Nicole Snooki. Okay, I'm going to just read this. I haven't read any
of it. Don't do it. Just tell me, did it die?
Okay, here, just do it in the viewers while I read this.
Right there, what?
Okay, hold on.
I told you last time, I'm not going to entertain him.
She wore fucking, like, really shaky high heels while she's fucking pregnant. She's fat and top heavy, so like she's prone to falling over anyway. And she wore high heel shoes.
It's a bad idea.
Okay, so blah blah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they closed down the miniature golf field too because of this incident because some dumbass fell into a pond. Idiots.
Okay, let me see. It doesn't say anything about dying. This is bad. This is no good.
What are you talking about?
I don't think the baby died.
Shit.
I know.
My God, you do realize if this podcast goes famous, we have to stop talking about, like, 90% of our content?
What do you mean? Like what? Like dead babies?
If I was like, I hope Stokey's baby died, and then that would be all over the fucking news.
Well, it's not gonna get that famous. Like, Rooster Teeth is famous, but they're not that.
But they never said anything like, I hope Snooki's baby dies.
Well, that's where we're pushing the limit. That's what makes this podcast different from all the rest, because we don't give a fuck what other people think.
We are once they start suing us.
Nobody's going to fucking sue us. And if they do fucking sue us, freedom of speech. I'm in America recording this. I don't know about you.
Well, I did say a boot.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Shit. You Canadian fuck. I actually don't hate Canadians. I'll be honest.
I'm part of Canadian. Part of Canadian.
You're part of Canadian.
Yeah,
I'm part of Canadian.
It's the Canadian coming at me. Yeah.
Oh God.
Hey.
Sorry.
Sorry. All right.
You can't help it. It's okay. Oh my fuck.
Fuck.
So, I have a question.
Or what?
Why is your name just Hans? Like, how come you don't have a stage name like I do?
Your stage name? All right, first of all, I don't need a stage name. Second of all,
why did you give me
a stage name? Because I'm not a fucking idiot, and you're the mule of this podcast.
I'm not the mule. First of all, this was my idea.
Yeah,
everybody.
I made it happen, and then I forced you to do all the editing and come up with the song.
You didn't force me. I like editing these things, all right? I enjoy it.
You can tell yourself that all you want, but it's
you didn't
true.
Force me to do anything. You told me I wasn't going to do it. Anything,
all right.
I said, fuck
four,
you.
Four, I don't know what number four. And five, I'm losing it.
You're losing it.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're not good at this. You suck.
What was the question again?
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, why do you have a stage name and I don't? Okay. Well, my stage name would be Han Solo.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that. Your stage name is Jandon, and it's one fucking letter away
yeah.
from your actual name. And if you, if the viewers
I
can
know
what
I
letter
know.
That is, you'll get nothing. So, good luck with it.
We'll let you be in a pod in one of the, in the next podcast.
Yeah, just contact maybe. Us through Skype, maybe.
No, maybe. Don't fucking say my Skype, because then they're going to have to endure another really loud fucking boop. All right, I don't want to have to do that.
It's Jaden. It's Jaden.
The letter is one extra N in the middle of my name. His name is just Hans, coincidentally.
Well, they've already known.
So,
hopefully,
yeah.
Because
I don't know. I think we're losing some steam here. Maybe we should maybe we should end the podcast here because it's about time. We're about 26 minutes into the podcast. On the timer, it's 26 minutes. We were recording for about 3 minutes before, so it's been about 30 minutes nearly. Nearly. I mean, I hate to end it. I know everybody here is fucking enjoying. I wouldn't be enjoying it. This one isn't nearly as funny as the last one.
The last one was funny?
Yeah, the last one was hilarious.
I don't know that.
I didn't either. But, okay, so... Okay, I need you to. Everybody needs to comment if you're viewers or listeners, and we're gonna see who wins. Please just say you're listeners because that's what you fucking are.
Shut up, Jandon. Okay. Anyhow, all right. This is how I'm gonna end the podcast here. The next
you think
podcast,
I'm not gonna put that
the podcast down. After all the other podcasts, they're all gonna be random. I'm gonna start the recording randomly, and we're not gonna know. And then it's just going to go, and it's going to come out, and we're going to edit it, and it's going to sound great. The reason this one sounded like shit, according to Jandon, which I don't think it did, it's just a podcast. It's a podcast.
It's just a podcast.
Shut the fuck up. Anyhow, it sounded like shit, because we were prepared for this one. It'll come randomly, and deal with it. If it sounds like shit, then don't listen to it. If it doesn't, then listen to it again. Ending it right here.
Wait.